All right, so let's get started.
He made his wife.
Okay. So Miracle Chen, let's try to get moving a little bit.
As you know,
So where did we leave off yesterday? On Saturday days, right?
Bottom Saturday. After the Kirby Lawson.
Yeah.
14 of them.
Okay, so just to reiterate, Lee Netter, we'll try to cover the full two daf. I think there's a 5-minute break. Does that work for everybody?
Yes.
Like in the middle? We'll stop for a couple minutes?
Yeah. It's very necessary.
Like Tzadik Gimel
is very necessary.
Maybe
it's all right.
Hard to
stop. So, well, I know, Shalom's used to like share going for 4 hours. So, but, why is it? But seriously. So Mirza Jaron, I guess we could see how it goes. Maybe if I get everything done in 20 minutes, so we could just plow straight through. But, so there are going to be a lot of stuff today. Mirza Jaron, I don't plan on... I learned from mistakes in the past. I will lean out to try not to read all of the psukim inside together, but that doesn't mean that everybody shouldn't try to look at the psukim inside at some point, because they're great stories anyway, and they're of course Torah. They're Nach. So they're also... Reb Shechter gave a whole speech this year about how Nach is also Torah and that people should learn it. So, okay. But let's start from the Tzadik Beis Zalman Aleph. So far, we spoke about a lot of things, but primarily yesterday we spoke about different makaris in the Torah for Tchias HaMesim, right? Okay, so we're going to start from the last thing we ended up with. We discussed what the 14 statements from Rav Elazar. Okay, so now we're going to start from Amar of Tavi, right? About 6 lines up from the bottom, in the middle line. Okay. So Amar, let me ask you, is it helpful or is it not? Because just in terms of time for preparing, is it helpful or not helpful for me to give Gemaras, where, in other words, what I handed out yesterday, where it's broken up into topics. Does that make a difference, or anybody, does anyone, like, really care? Okay, so then, good. But I also, you're not supposed to be here the whole time, right? You already did all this.
Halfway through.
If anybody has things to do or whatever, I understand it's a summer afternoon. So just please, if I'm going too slowly, let me know if I'm going to speak too quickly. All right, so Amar of Tavi, Amar of Yosha. My dechsev, what is the meaning of this pasuk initially? Now this you actually have to see the pasuk before. Now, ironically, I think I did give you the right sheet. So here, the sentence really, the pasuk that we have is really, it's the beginning of one pasuk, but the sentence starts from the previous pasuk. So in Mishle Parak Lamed, pasuk tesvav, towards the end, says, Arba lo amru hom, therefore, that don't ever say we have enough, right? In other words, they're never satiated. What are the four? Sha'ol, the grave, right? Be'otzer racham, and the womb, right? So that's never satiated in terms of ma'asabiyah. Eretz, the land is lo selvamayim, is never satiated with water. The eish, and fire, lo amrahom, also never says enough. Okay, so now, the Gemara, and you'll see, it'll make a little bit more sense now. Amar of Tavi, Amar of Yoshi, Ma'adah said, what's the meaning of this pasuk? Sha'ol, be'otzer racham, Eretz lo selvamayim, right? So it's in the middle of this list that the Sha'ol is one of the things that's not satiated. The Otzer Racham, the womb, Eretz lo selvamayim, and then Eishas afterwards, right? So now ask the Gemara, V'chima inin Sha'ol, Eitzol Racham. What is the grave doing next door to the Racham? That doesn't mean why are they in the same list, right? Of course, it makes sense that both of those things are things that are not satiated. The way the Rashi explains it means why were those things, why is the Pasuk organized that way? Were those two things next door to each other? So Elo Lomar Lecha, Ma Recha Machnis Umotzi, just like with the womb, we bring into the womb and we take out of the womb, right? So we bring into the womb, in other words, referring to a Maisa B, and we take out of the womb, referring to when a baby is born. So Avshaol Machnis Umotzi, we bring into it and we take out of it. So Valod Vram Kavachomer, it's a Kavachomer. Ma Rechem Shemachnisim Babachashai, that we go into the womb quietly, in other words, Maisa B, Motzian Mimen of a Kolikolis, and when we bring out of it, comes out with lots of noise, right? The baby crying. So Sha'ol Shmachnisim Baba Kolos, so the grave into which we bring with kolos, in other words, people crying, Eino Din Shmotzin Mimenu Bakoli Kolos. So certainly we bring out of the grave also Bakoli Kolos. So we can Shuvu La Omrin Ein Tchias HaMesim Menatar. So here is the response to those who say there's no such thing as Tchias HaMesim Menatar. Okay. Tana Dvei Eliyahu. Tzadikim Sha'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHatvi Olson. The Tzadikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to revive Einon Chozrin La'Afrin. They're not going to return to their dust. What does it mean? They're not going to... Simple understanding is that they're not going to decay again. Okay. Shana Emar, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'hayo ha-nish'ar b'tzion, and it'll be those that remain in Tzion, the Hanoser Yerushalayim, those that were remaining in Yerushalayim, Kadosh Ye'omer Lo, Kadosh will be said about him, about it, Kol HaKosov L'chayim Yerushalayim, all that were written for life will be in Yerushalayim. So what do you see from this Pasuk? By the way, that Pasuk is talking about, but that ultimately, Mirtz Hashem, the Moshav Shef, so the way that it says it in the Pasuk is talking about how there are going to be so many Amanos that they're gonna be tons of women flying to one man saying, "We just let's be your wife, your wives, I guess." So in the context of those pesukim, this pasuk comes up. So ma kadosh la'olam kayam, athein la'olam kayam. Just like kadosh is forever, so also they are forever. In other words, that their bodies are not going to return to decay. Okay. So now Gideon Tomer, maybe you'll tell me the following. Osan, and they add an Aleph, that seems to make a little bit of sense. Osan, Aleph Shanim, Shasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'chadish Bahen Es Olamo, those of 1,000 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to refresh the world. Shenemar V'nisgav Hashem Levado V'yomahu, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is going to be destroyed for 1,000 years. And Hashem is going to be V'nisgav Hashem Levado, Hashem will be exalted alone, right? V'yomahu, in other words, because the world is going to be destroyed. So then, Tzadikim, excuse me, Mahin Osan, what are they going to be doing? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa Lahem Kenafayim, he will make for them wings. Kenasharim, like eagles, V'shatin Al Panei Amayim, they're going to be floating on the water. Shenemar Pasuk in Tehillim says, Al-Kain Lo Nira B'Hamir Eretz, Al-Kain Lo Nira, therefore we will not fear B'Hamir, like a Lashon of Tumur, like changing over, right? So B'Hamir Eretz and the changing over the land, in other words, not just the changing over the land, but the destruction and refreshing of the world. B'Mot Harim, in the collapse of the mountains, Belev Yamim, into the hearts of the seas. Now, the way the Rashi explains that pasuk, what it means is, therefore we will not fear as the world is changing over and the mountains are collapsing, because Belev Yamim, because we are Belev Yamim, referring to the tzaddikim, that they are going to be in the heart of the sea. In other words, they're going to be floating on the waters. Okay. So, V'shem Tomar Yesh Lehem Tzar. So, maybe you'll say that if you're floating around for 1,000 years, you might get tired out after some time. So, Tamu Lomar, that's why the pasuk in Yeshaya says, the Kovei Hashem Yachlifu Koach, those who hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yachlifu Koach, their Koach will be changed over, will be refreshed. Ya'alu Eiver Kinesharim, they will develop a limb like eagles. In other words, which limb are we talking about? Obviously wings, right? Yarutsu V'lo Yigal, they'll be able to run around without getting tired. Yilechu, they'll be able to go around V'lo Ye'alfu, without getting fatigued. Okay, fine. So now, we've established Tanit Ve'Yal's position. About tzaddikim, that tzaddikim, when they are revived for tchias ameisim, einon chozen la'afan. Okay, and where does he get it from? So we brought some stuff for that. Okay, so now the Gemara asks as follows: the neilif may meisim shehechi yecheskel. Maybe you should learn out from the meisim that Yecheskel revived. Now, okay, so once upon a time we did read through the whole story. You should just be aware that I think I put it on the sheet. Should be there. But it's this long story about how Yecheskel is brought into a valley. And it's not on this sheet. Okay, it's on this one. So, but either way, Yecheskel is brought over to a valley that's filled with bones. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, prophesy on this valley, on the bones that are in this valley. So he basically, and he says this prophecy, where he says, okay, all the bones should come back together. And so all the bones in the psukim come, they pop into each other's joints, and then flesh starts forming over the bones. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so now say a nevuah to the ruach, so that the ruach should go and embed itself into their bodies and bring them back to life. So he says a nevuah, and all the bones come back to life. Okay, and then so now the question is, if that story that we find in Yecheskel actually happened now, or is it some sort of like a dream? Is it some sort of a mushel? That's the question. So, but we're going to presume for now that those people that it's talking about in that bika were actually that story actually happened. So the Gemara asks, "V'nelev." Now, the thing about that story is that what ends up happening is that all those people who are brought back to life, die. So now the question is: so V'nelev b'meisim shachi Yecheskel. Why don't you learn out from the meisim that Yecheskel revived, who did go back? They did die, and they did decay once again. So, Savra La Kemanda Amar Be'emes Mashal Hayah. I'll tell you why we're not going to learn out from there, because clearly, Tana de Be'elio holds like the man da Amar who says, Be'emes Mashal Hayah. What does that mean? Where do we find this? The Tanya. Rav Elazar Omer Meisim Chayech Hechi Yecheskel. Amdu al Raglaya, they got up on their feet, Ba'amu Shira, they said Shira Bamesu, and they died. Ma Shira Amru, what do they sing? Hashem may misbetzedek umachai brachman. That's the Shira they sing. Okay. Agav, some people are medayik, right? This is one of the Gemaras where you see that when you say Shira, you're supposed to be standing up, right? Like Az Yasher, you say Az Yasher while you're standing. Or Halal for that matter. So Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Shira Zu Amru. They said the following Shira. Hashem may misumachaya, Morit Sha'ol Vaya. Okay. So not Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Emes Mashal Haya. In truth, or truthfully, or factually, it was a mashal. Or it, okay, so Amar Lo Rabbi Nechemya. So Rabbi Nechemya says as follows, Im Emes, I don't understand. If you're telling me it was Emes, then Lama Mashal, then why are you calling it a mashal? Then mashal, and if it's a mashal, then Lama Emes, then why are you calling it Emes? Is it a fact or is it not a fact? So Ella, what it must mean is, Be Emes Mashal Haya. Clearly, it was a mashal. And in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it didn't actually happen. It was just a mashal. And that the whole purpose of that that mashal was to be a mashal, was said you it would refer to the Jewish people who ultimately there will be a Tchias Mason for everybody. And that was what it was supposed to show. Okay. So Rabbi Loz Benosha Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer Mason Shehechi Yecheskel, Avu Le'aretz Yisrael, V'nasu Nashim, V'holidu Banim Uban. So those Mason that Yecheskel revived, they went up to Eretz Yisrael, they married women, they had children. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Miseira, Allah al Raglav va'Amar. I'm sorry. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Miseira al Raglav. He got up on his feet. Va'Amar ani mebnei b'nei. In fact, I'm of their children. I'm a descendant of them. V'halalu tefillin shehiniach li abi ava mehem. And these are the tefillin I'm holding them right here. These are the tefillin that my father, my grandfather left me. Okay, fine. So now man ninhu mesim shehafi yecheskel. Who were these mesim that yecheskel revived? Okay. So Gemara is going to present, I think it's four opinions. So Amar Rav, Elu B'nei Ephraim. These are the B'nei Ephraim. Shamanu Plakates V'Tal. That they, Manu, they counted the Cheshbin, the Kates, the end, V'Tal, and they were mistaken. Now what Kates are we talking about? So Rashi fills in all the details. This is talking about the Kates for Goldsman's Rhyme. Rashi says that they were mistaken. They thought to count from the Brisbane of Asarim. Instead, and they were really supposed to count from the time that Yitzchak was born. Okay, so they were off by 30 years. So where do you see this story related to? So Amar Rav, Elu B'nei Ephraim, Shamanu Lakeitz V'Tal. Shenamar as the Pesukim in the Rei Yom record. U B'nei Ephraim, who were the sons of Ephraim? Shusalach, U Bered B'no, V'Sachas B'no, V'El Adah B'no, V'Sachas B'no, V'Zavad B'no, V'Shusalach B'no, V'Ezer, V'Elad, V'Haragum, Anshei Gas, Hanoladim Bars. And the Anshei Gas, who were born in the land, the residents of the land, killed them, kiyardu lo kachas as mikdim, because they went to go take their cattle. Why did they go to take their cattle? Because they thought it's time to leave. So they went and took their things and picked up to go, but they were killed out because it was too premature. Uksiv, but we know that the Pasuk also writes, also in Devar Yom, the very next Pasuk, Vayisabel Ephraim Aviyam, Yom Rabim, Vayavo Echav Lenachem. When the brothers came to comfort him because they were killed. Okay. So those were, that's Rav's opinion that these are the B'nai Ephraim, those were the people who Yecheskel was Mechai. Okay. Number two, Shmuel Amar, Elu B'nei Adam, She Kafru, B'tchias Amesim. These are people who were Kofar B'tchias Amesim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk writes, Vayomer Eli. Now this is where Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yecheskel in the course of this episode of this Mashal, and he tells him, Ben Adam, man, Hatzamo Se'ela, Kol Beis Yisrael Hem. And he tells them, all these bones, that's referring to Beis Yisrael, Hinei Omrim Yavshu Atzmoseinu. They are saying, our bones are all dried out, V'av D'sikvaseinu, we've lost hope, Nitzarnu Lana, that was that because there was a decree about us. And the whole point was that this was supposed to be a mashal, that's saying that even though you lose hope, even so, there's going to be Tchias Mason. Now what kind of hope are we talking about according to Shmuel? So Shmuel understands, V'av D'sikvaseinu is referring to the fact that the people denied Tchias HaMesim. So we're showing to these people, and I mean, the big question over here is that these people deny Tchias HaMesim. So we said, Beferish and Mishnah, if you deny Tchias HaMesim, you don't get Tchias HaMesim. So the answer is no, because this was to show, this was just a simon, to show that, yeah, that there will be a Tchias HaMesim. Okay. Number three, Rabbi Yirmi Ba'arba, Amar Elu B'nei Adam, She'in Behan Lachluchas Shal Mitzvah. These are the people who don't have any, literally, Lachluchas is like moisture of mitzvah. The Ben Yehuda says something along the lines that these are people who not only do they not do mitzvahs, but they don't even have any machshavos of mitzvahs to do mitzvahs. Shenemar hatzamos hayaveshos shimu dvar Hashem. Now this is where Yecheskel's talking to the bones, and he says hatzamos hayaveshos, you dried up bones, shimu dvar Hashem, listen to the word of Hashem. Okay, and that's what Why is the pasuk emphasizing Hatzamos Hayiveshos? So that's Rabbi Yomi Abraham is picking up that they were totally absent of mitzvah. Any thoughts to do with it? Okay. Rabbi. Rabbi Yitzchak Nachba Amar, Elu b'nei Adam Shachibu as ha-hechel. These are the people who debased the hechel. Shachibu as ha-hechel kulo, that debased the entire hechel. Shkatzim or masim with shkatzim or masim. Where do we find this? Shnemer, the pasuk in Yecheskel says, now this is another one, where Yecheskel is shown into the mikdash, and he sees that there's all kinds of terrible things engraved on the walls of the hechel. Ba'avo, and I came, ba'aran, I saw, b'nei kol tabnis, remes, u'behema, shekets, v'chol gluli beis Yisrael, all these terrible things were mechuka al hakir, saviv, that's the hemtrical pasuk, the chule is critical, that they were engraved on the wall, going all the way around. So, what do you see? Uksiv, and the pasuk also says by the pesukim of the Bika, where Yecheskel sees all the bones, Hasam v'havirini aleihem, saviv, saviv. And he passed me over them, around them, going all the way around the Bika. Okay, so we're linking the pesukim by the story with the Atzramos by Yecheskel, and also this episode where Yecheskel is shown into the Mikdash, so we link the two to show, one, that the people who use Machiah were the people who debased the Hech. Okay, so those are the four opinions. Number one, we have Rav, who says that the people that Yecheskel or Machiah was the B'nai Ephraim. Number two, we have Shmuel, who says that the people who cover B'tchis Mason. Number three, we have Rabbi Yirmiyah or Abu, who says that the people who are absent of any mitzvah. And we have Rabbi Yitzchak Nachal, who says that the people who debased the Hech. Okay, number five, there's a fifth one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eilu Mason, Shavikas Dura. Probably the most prominent one for this Gemara. These are the people, the Mason, Shavikas Dura. Who are these Mason? So we'll talk about it in a second. Rabbi Yochanan, Minhar me Nehar Eshel ad Rabas, from Nehar Eshel until Rabas, that's a name of a place, is Bikas Tura. So from Nehar Eshel to Rabas, that's Bikas Tura. Shebeshah Shehigla Nebuchadnezzar Harasha as Yisrael. At the time that Nebuchadnezzar exiled the Jewish people, Hayu Bahen, Bachrim Shahayu Megan and Asacham and Biofion. There were young guys who were so beautiful that they embarrassed the sun. Either their countenance was like so luminous or something, but okay. But the point is that they were very, very handsome. V'ha'yu kazdios ro'osos, and then the kazdi women would see them. V'shofos zavos, and they would come flowing out as zavos. In other words, they would become zavos out of their tiber for these guys. So arnu l'ba'alehen, so the kazdi women told their husbands, u'ba'alehen l'malach, and their husbands told what's going on to the king, that look at all these super handsome guys who are making our women into zavos. So Tziva HaMelech, so the king decreed, he commanded Bahargum and they killed him. The Adayin HaYushav was Zavos, but the bodies were still there, they were still intact, and the women still had a taiva, and they were becoming Zavos. So Tziva HaMelech V'ramsum, so the king commanded that they trample them. Okay, so that's the Mason Shavakasur. So those are the five opinions. So now, Tan Rabban, Bishah, so you know what, let's go back for a second. Okay, there's two episodes with Daniel, Hanan, Mishael, Azariah that we're going to reference in the Hemshah Kalagamah, right? There's the opening psukim, the opening couple of prakim, and then afterwards the ma'isa with the with Nebuchadnezzar's with the idol. So first we have the story where they started this program for Jewish kids to train them, right? They started like this curriculum in the king's palace to train them to be good Kazdi people. And that's where he has this terrible dream, right? Nebuchadnezzar has this dream and nobody knows, and he says, I don't know what the interpretation of the dream is. I don't even remember what the dream was. And he tells everybody, tells all of his chachamim, he says, guys, you better figure out what's going on in my dream. You better tell me what I dreamt, and you got to tell me what the interpretation was. So they said, well, no, how are we supposed to give you the interpretation if you don't tell us what the dream is? So he says, no, that's not how it's going to work. You're going to tell me the dream, and you're going to tell me the interpretation, and otherwise I'm going to kill you. So everyone is going crazy. And then finally, Daniel hears what's going on, and he says, so how about you give us a shot? So Daniel Mechanan Meshav Azariah hanging out over there. So that what happens is Daniel comes in and Davis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tells Nebuchadnezzar the dream and he tells him the interpretation of the dream as well. And as a result, Nebuchadnezzar is like so astounded. This is amazing. He starts singing Shiras V'Sheshbach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then what happens is, and he bows down to Daniel, and we'll see in the Gemara that he made him some sort of Zar or something, but either way, so as a result, Daniel promotes Hanan and Mishael Azariah. Okay, so now they're all promoted. And then what happens is, suddenly there's like a total shift, and Nebuchadnezzar has this wild idea to have this massive statue, and he says, so here's the plan. I'm going to have this massive statue, I'm going to get everybody together, and I'm going to sound the music. When you hear the music, I want everybody to bow down. Okay, so They get everybody together, and everyone's bowing down, with the exception of a few guys in the back of the room. And who are the few guys in the back of the room? They're the Jews, right? The Jews in this kid, not all the Jews, but in other words, Hanana, Mishael, Azari. For some reason, Daniel's not in the story. So, we'll see why. He gathers together all these dignitaries, and all the dignitaries start tattling on Hanana, Mishael, Azari. And they say, look at these Jewish guys who aren't bowing down. So he says, bring them over here. So they bring him over there. And he says, is this true? He says, yeah, well, the problem is we worship at the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we don't worship at the Tzar. So he says, okay, so I'm going to have to throw you into the fire, because that's the deal. Either you bow down, or I throw you into the fire. So he throws them into the fiery furnace. And, of course, we know what happens. The Malach comes, and they're all perfectly fine. And they go into the fire totally tied up. They're all dressed up. And then everyone's astounded because they see everybody walking around inside. And then ultimately, Nebuchadnezzar says, crazy shears for Sishbachos, Takash Baruch. Okay, so now that's what happens. Okay, so now we're going to reference two of those stories. We're going to go back and forth a little bit. So let's take a look. So, Tanarvan, Mishah Shekipel Nebuchadnezzar Harashas, Hanan Mishah Hazar, the Kipshana Eish. So at the time that Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanani Mishael Azari into the Kibshon Eish, Amar Lo, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, Leich Dachyei Mesim Bevekasura, go and revive the Mesim who are in Bevekasura. So Kivan Shehechya, O son, Boatzamos, so once Yecheskel revived the Mesim in Bevekasura, Boatzamos, so the bones came, the Tachu Lo Osa Rasha Alpanav, and the bones came and smacked Nebuchadnezzar on the face. So what happened here? So Rashi gives two interpretations of what happened. Either it means that the bones actually came and smacked him on the face, or it means that he was such a Rashi, he took their bones and he made cups out of them. He made utensils for his Suda. And so as he was taking a sip out of the cup that was made from their bones, the bones like came to life and smacked him on the face. Okay. So Amar, Ma Tivan Shalelu, what's going on with these things? So Amar Lo, so they said back to him, well, the problem is Chavrein Shel Elu, the friend of these guys, meaning the friend of Hananim Shel Azariah, Mechai Mesim Bekezura. It was just Mechai Mesim Bekezura. So Pasach, V'Amar, so he come Ravavin, Simho, he come Tekifin, Machusim, Machus, Olam, V'Shotanim, Dar V'Dar. So he gets up and he starts singing all these tremendous Shir Sisish Bachos to the Rabbanu Shel Elu. So Nebuchadnezzar, so in other words, Nebuchadnezzar is consulting with his people, with his, you know, advisors or other dignitaries, and he says, what's going on? And he says, and they say back to him, oh, well, what happens is that Yecheskel was just revived the beauty of Bechus Tura. So as a result of this whole episode, Nebuchadnezzar starts singing Shir Sisbrachos. So just to go slowly through the words, it's Asohi is a word for Osos, right? Asohi is his Osos sub is really, right? Hey Yod is that's for him. Osohi is his Osos. Kamaravan, how great are they? Visimhoin and his wonders, Kamat to keep and how awesome are they? How great are they? Machuse Machus Olam, his Machus is one forever. Vishotani and Dardar, he reigns for all the generations. Okay. So now Amr Yitzchak, Yutzak Zahav Roseh, so Piv. Molten gold should be cast into the mouth. Shall also Rasha, then Rasha Shambali Ba Malach. Bistaro, Alpiv, for if a Malach would not have come and slapped Nebuchadnezzar on the face to stop him from singing the rest of the Shiros, Bikesh Lignos Kol Shiros Sishbachos, Sha'amr David B'Sefer Daniel. He would have sought to disgrace all of the Shiros Sishbachos that David HaMelech sang in Tehil. That the way the Rashi says that Akash Broker would have been so impressed, so much more impressed by what Nebuchadnezzar was going to sing than by David. Okay. So Tanabah. Shisha Nisim Nasu Ba'osayom Deilin. There were six miracles that happened on that day. Number one, Saf HaKivshon. So the Kivshon into which they were thrown floated off the ground. Now why did this happen? So Rashi says, in order so that people could get a better look inside to see the tremendous miracle that was happening. V'nifratz HaKivshon, and some of the wall of the furnace crumbled, or broke. V'humak Sodo, and some of the sod crumbled. So what does that mean? So Rashi gives a couple of interpretations of what that means. One is that it's referring to the foundation of the furnace crumbled a little bit. The other interpretation is that it's sido. It's not the sod. It's referring to the plaster of the furnace was deteriorated or was melted off. And through using that sid, that's how the people who threw in Danino Hanani Mishael Azariah were burned. V'nepach, number four, V'nepach tzelem al panav, the tzelem was flipped over on its face, V'nishrafu arba malchios, number five, there were four kingdoms. That doesn't mean kingdoms. Rashi fills in that's referring to the four dignitaries, four kings and their men who helped throw Hananim Shabazariah into the kitchen at Aish. So they were burned up. V'hachye Yecheskel as Hamesim, revive Hamesim v'Bekasura. Okay, now the Kul Gemara, all of these things are Mesora, that's what we know them. The arba malchios krap. But the thing about the four kings, that's we find in the Pesukim. Where do you see this in the Pesukim? Now, did this make it onto the sheet? This is where it just might be a little bit more helpful. So if you take a look in Daniel, Perek Gimel. So in the beginning of the Perek, Daniel Perek Gimel, it's on page 6, if anyone's interested. So it says, towards the very beginning of the Perek, when Nebuchadnezzar gets this grand plan together, just take a look at the first two psukim. It says, Nebuchadnezzar Malka, Avad Tzalein Di, the having made a tzalem of gold, Rumei Amin Shitin, which was 60 amos tall, Vesai Amin Shis, Akimi Bebekas Dura, he set up in Bekas Dura, Bemedinas Favel. Nebuchadnezzar Malka, and Nebuchadnezzar the king Shlach, the Mechnash, he sent together, Lashdarp and Isaac, and I, Pachavasa, Adar Gizraya, Diparai, Ditavraya, Titaya, the Kol Shatanim Medins, and all these rulers of his country, Lemasa Lechanukas, to come to the dedication of his tzalem, the hakim, the Nebuchadnezzar Malka, that he set up. Now, if you take a look at the end, when it says that when they're peering into the furnace, in order to say, hey, take a look, what's going on inside over there, they seem to be doing just fine in there. So by Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says, Umiskanshin, Afshtar Penaya, Signaya, Upach Vasa, Vahadavre Malka, Chazin leGuvrei, so all those people that were gathered together, Achshar Panai, Sagnai, Pachavas, Vadavri Malka, Chazin leGuvrei, Lech, take a look at these, we're taking a look at these men, the Lo Shalit Nura Begishmehon, they were not, that fire wasn't affecting their bodies, the Sarvash Homeless Charak, and the hair on their heads was being scorched, Sarvaleon Lashanu, and nothing happened to their coats, Berech Nur Lo Adas Bahon, there's not even a scent of smoke on them. So now if you take a look, in Pasuk Beis, when we list off the dignitaries that he gathered together, there's a lot more of them. And at the end, we're missing a few. So if you take a look at who are we missing, so let's take a look at Sidon Gemara. The Gemara says, so again, Barba Malchios Kra, and four Malchios for that thing that we find in the Pesukim Bechsid, Unubuchadnezzar Malka, Shalach L'mechnash Lach Shtar Panay Signay Pachavasa, Adar Gizraya, Gid Baraya, Ditavraya, Tiftaya, V'chol Shetan Medinsa, V'chol Uksiv, and then in the continuation of the Pesukim, it says, Isai Guvrin Yudayin, that means Isai Guvrin, these men, Yudan, the Jews, in other words, these Jewish men, referring to the point of the Pesukim where they tattle on the Jewish people. They say, hey, look at these Jewish guys who are not bowing down to your idols. So then they're thrown into the fire. And then it says, when it says to take a look what's going on, Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Miskanshin, Achshdar Penaya, Signayu, Pachavasa, Vadari Malka, Chazimah, Gavraya, Ilech. So who are we missing when we're talking about the people who are looking into the furnace? We're missing Adar Gizraya, Gid Baraya, Ditavraya, and Tiftaya. Those are four people. So that's how we know that there were four, that the four kings, there were four kings, excuse me, who were killed, who were burned. Okay. So continues the Gemara. Tana Devei Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov. Afilu b'shas ha-sakana lo yishana arom ha-satzmo min harabanus shalom. Even at the time of sakana, a person should not change from his rabbanus. Rabbanus is his composure. In this case, it means his clothing. How so? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, they die. Now it says when they're taking Hananim Shabazariah to throw them into the fire, it says, Beidain, then, Guvraya Ilech, these men, Kefisu, were tied up. The Sarvalei Hon, they were still wearing their cloaks. Patesh Hon, they were wearing their pants. The Karbalas Hon, they were wearing their robes. Then Shukla Pasek is Ulvoshon, they were wearing their clothing. Or the Rift Lago, Atun Nura Yekirtan. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. So what do you see? They kept on their clothing, everything stayed the same. Okay. So now, Amr Yochanan. Gedolim tzaddikim yoser mimalachi hasharis. So the tzaddikim are greater than malachi hasharis. How do you see this? Shenemar, as the pasuk over there says, anei ve'amar ha ana chazei guvrein arba. So Nebuchadnezzar says to the people around him, he says, wait a second, didn't you throw these guys in? You threw them in with their clothes on, and they were all tied up. And so now I'm looking in right now. Anei, he responded, Barman, he said, ha Anachazei, I behold, I see, Guvrin Arba'a, four men, in other words, you threw in three, and now I see four, Sharyin, or Sharayin Mahalchin Begonira, Sharayin is untied, mehalchin begon nura, that are walking around inside of the fire, v'chavol lo isa behon, and there's no injury on them. V'revei derivi'a, and the appearance of the fourth fellow, damei lebar elahin, is likened, is similar to a malach. So what do you see in the psukim? Who do we mention first? First we mention the four people in Chananim Shavazariah, and then afterwards is the description of the malach. So you see that the malach is lesser compared to the tzaddik. Okay. Amar of Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Yeah, are we good? Okay, so Amar of Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. B'shash Yatzu Chananim Shavazariah B'Kivshan Ha'esh. At the time that they went out of the Kivshan Ha'esh, Bo'u Kol Umas Ha'olam, V'tapchu L'son Ein Shal Yisrael, Alpaneim. So all the Umas Olam came and they smacked. Now, Sonim Shal Yisrael, obviously we know that in Gemara, that doesn't mean the enemies themselves, it's just a way of referring to the Jews when they did something that they weren't supposed to do. So, Bo, because instead of referring directly to the Jews, Bo called Umas Olam, the Tapchu L'Sonim Shal Yisrael, and they smacked the Jewish people, Alpaneim, on their faces. Amrulam, and they said to them, Yesh Lechem Alokar Kazeh, you have a God like this, Vatim Ishtachavim L'Tzelem, and you guys are bowing down to an Avodah Zarah, to a statue, so Miyad, Pastu V'Amru, so that immediately they opened it and said, L'cha Hashem HaTzedakah, the Lanu Boshes Hapanim, Kayom Hazeh. Literally, Boshes Hapanim. Okay. Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Yonasan. My Dechsev, what's this Pasuk in Shir HaShirim? Which says as follows. Amarti, I said, E'eleh B'samar, I will go up in a tamar, in a day tree. Ochaza B'santinav, and I'm holding on to its branches. Okay, so what does that mean? So they add in, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti, I said that I'm going to go up the summer, referring to whom? Elu Yisrael. That's referring to Klaiso, because Klaiso is likened to a date tree. But all that I have in my hand now is one branch. In other words, referring to the story that of all the Jewish people, there were only three people who didn't bow down to the statue. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My Dechziv, what's this pasuk in Zechariah? Where the pasuk writes, Re'isi halayla vihine ish rochev al sus adam. There's a man who's riding on a red sus, on a red horse. Buhu omei ben ha'hadasim. He's standing among the hadasim. Ashir b'matula, that's by a stream. And if you take a look at the hemshach of the pasuk, it says va'acharav susim adunim, and behind him are red horses, sirukim, pale ones, ulavanim, and white ones. So now, what does this mean? So, my ra'isi lahalayla. What does that mean? So, bikish akash barku lafokas kola olam kulo lalayla. You wanted to turn off the whole world to layla, to destroy the whole world. So then it says, bihine ish rochev. Behold, there was a man riding. Ain ish alakash barku, and it says ish, it's referring to akash barku. Shanema, what do you see? Ish means refer to akash barku. Hashem ish mochama, Hashem shemo. And then the pasuk says, al sus adom, riding on a red horse. Why is it a red horse? Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu lafokas olam kulo ledam. He wanted to turn off the whole world to blood. But then, kivin shenestaka b'chananim yishal v'azarya nisgarra daito. His anger was abated. Shenemar v'hu omeid bein ha-hadasim. He was standing among the hadasim asher b'metzula, they were by the stream. Bein hadasim el tzadikim. Hadasim are referring to tzadikim. Shenemar, how do you see that hadas from first to tzadikim? As the pasuk says, "Vayhi omenes es hadasa." So by Esther Malka, we know that she's referred to as hadasa. You see that tzadikim are referred to as hadasa. The ein metzula. So what's that a reference to? El avavel. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ha'omer letzula charvi." Then our sayach ovish. The one who says that letzula charvi to the river, the one that's by the river charvi, that I will dry it up, should dry up. V'naharosayach ovish. And the rivers will dry out. Okay. So now, and they add another, it makes a little bit more sense because we're going to dash in the next part of the pasuk. V'acharav susim adomim sirukim ulevanim. Behind them were susim adomim, these red horses, sirukim were pale, ulevanim and white. So what do you see? Miyad malayim rogez naasim sirukim. So immediately, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that tzaddikim chananim shavazariah, that the person, the one who is filled with anger, miyad malayim rogez naasim sirukim, become pale. The adomim naasim levanim, and those that were red become white. Okay. So Amar Papa Shmamina. So what do you see? Sus chivra, a white horse ma'aliv lechama, is a good thing for a dream. So, Rabbanan, Lehecha Azmu. So now the question is as follows. In the Sukkim after this story, we don't really find something that Mishnah Azariah mentions. The question is, where did they go? So, Rabbanan, meaning Rabbanan referring to Hanan Mishnah Azariah, Lehecha Azmu, where did they go? So, Amar Rav, Vayim Hara Mesu, they died out of Ayin Hara. Because the whole world was so astounded by them that there was an Ayin Hara. Ushmol Amar, Bero Kavu, they died in spit. What does that mean that they died in spit? So Rashi explains, because the whole world was spitting at the Jewish people, then how can you possibly, if you have a Rabban Shalom like this, how can you possibly bow down to itself? So what does it have to do with anything? So one chapter we're saying is that it's referring to the fact that, so why did they die? It's the question. So what does that mean? Why did Hanan Mishnah Azariah die? Just because Umas Olam are spitting at the Jewish people. So the answer is that it was such a tremendous abla on the Jewish people's part, so Hanan Mishnah Azariah died as a kapara for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, all the Eretz Yisrael, the Benefes, Yisrael, the Nasu, the Nasu, the married women, the Halidu, Banu, the Banu, and they had sons and daughters. Okay, in fact, Kitanoim, this is like a Machlak of Sinaim, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Bayin, Harame, so they died in Adamayim Hara, Rabbi Yusho, Omer, Barok, Tabu, they died out of any spit, they drowned in the spit, the Chacham, the Chacham, Omerim, all the Eretz Yisrael, the Nasu, the Nasu, the Halidu, Banu, the Banu, Shemar, the Pasuk says, Shemana, Yoshua, Hakohen Hagadol, Atavare Echa, Hayoshve Melefen Echa, Ki Anshe Mofes Hema. That these men who are back in Eretz Yisrael along with Yeshua Kohen Gadol, so late, a little bit later, it says, it refers to the friends of him, Rei Echa, your friends of Yoshve Melefen Echa, Ki Anshe Mofes Hema. They're men of wonders. So Eza Hema Nashem, Shanasu, Shanasu and Mofes, were the people to whom a wonder happened. Havi Omer, Zeh, Hanani, Mishael, Vazan. Now that's the first issue, is where what happens to them afterwards. The second issue is that somehow Daniel disappears. So where was Daniel? The only people we mentioned are Hanani Mishael Azar. So what happened to Daniel? So Daniel, Elahetan Azal, where did he go? So Amarav, Lemikra Nahara Rabba Mitfar. He went to go dig a great big river in Tever. Okay. Ushmul Amar La Asuye Bizra Das Pasta. He went to go bring Bizar that's fasa, the seeds for this animal feed, right? That's fasa, like in Baba Basra, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, La Suye Chaziri, the Alexandria, from Mitzrayim. We went to go bring the pigs, to go bring pigs from Alexandria. So now it's just not that, it's not only that he went there, as we'll see in the Hamshah Gemara, but the way the Rashi explains it for now is that he was sent there by the Nebuchadnezzar. So says the Gemara, Ini, is this true that you could possibly go to bring pigs from Alexandria? But Tanya, or this should really be Vatnan, right? As we know, name is Mishnah. Tudus Harofe, Omar, in Parra Vachazira Yotza, Milaxandria Shal Mitzrayim. That a cow or a pig would not be able to leave Mitzrayim. And Alexandria Shain Chotchen, Angela, if its motherness would not have been cut out of it. In other words, the ability to have children. Vishvil Shalotel, in order so that it would not give birth. Because Mitzrayim wanted a monopoly on this Parra and the Chazira. So how is he possibly, how could Daniel possibly be going to Mitzrayim in order to go get a chazir? So the Gemara says, Zutri, I see, below Daitai. Because man, he managed to bring out a small one without the Mitzrayim catching on to anything. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Hayu Ba'osa Eitza. There were three who took part in that Eitza for Daniel to leave the country, to skip town for this whole episode of Nebuchadnezzar throwing Hanan and Mishael Azariah into the Kishne. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, he said, Nezel Daniel Mehachem. Daniel should get out of here. Why? Because I don't want people to say that it was only because of the schus of Daniel that everybody else was saved. Okay. But Daniel Amar, Nezel Mehachem. Daniel said, I should get out of here. Delo Lekayim Bi, so that the Pasuk is not Lekayim Bi, Psile Elohehem Tisrafun Be'esh. That we know that Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel a form of kind of an Avodah Zarah. So now he's a form of Avodah Zarah. So I'm subject to this pasuk of Psil Eloheyem, Tishvon Be'esh will be burned in fire. Nebuchadnezzar said, I want Daniel to get out of here. Yazza Daniel should get out of here. Mehacha. The Lolem said, people don't say, Kal Yele Allah, he ben Nurik. He burned his own Avodah Zarah in fire. So now, Frek the Gemara, Minayin the Sagidlei, where do you see that Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel? That he fell on his face, and he bowed down to Daniel. And that's the end, right? That's the end of the first story in Daniel, where he tells over to Nebuchadnezzar his dream. Okay, So Kolamar Hashem Tzvakos of Kei Yisrael Alacha. Then Kolaya Vel Tzidkiv and Masaya and Nivim Lachem Bishmil Lasham. Okay, so 1 second. So just a little bit of background. What's going on over here is that Yirmiyah, as we know, Yirmiyah spent most of his career as being this really unpopular Navi who was constantly telling the Jews, you've got to do tshuva, things are not going to end well. And he's constantly battling these Navi Sheker. So there's two Navi Sheker we're going to talk about right now. And what happens, at least at this part, in Yirmiyah Parak Chavtes, Yirmiyah sends this long letter where he says, I'm telling you this is what's going to happen. And by the way, there are these Navi Sheker, let me tell you what's going to happen to these guys. So he says as follows. Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakos, I'm just going to read, if you take a look, they bring down, I mean, we're going to basically put the three psukim that are consecutive. So I'm just going to read from the side just to get the overview of what's going on. Komar Hashem Tzvakos, Elokei Yisrael, so says Hashem, El Achav ben Koloya, Vel Tzidkiya ben Maseya, about Achav ben Koloya, about Tzidkiya ben Maseya, Hanibim Lechem Bishmi L'Sheker, who are prophesying in my name, Sheker, Hinini Nosein Olsam B'Yad Nebuchadrezzar, so now I'm telling you what's going to happen to these guys, I'm handing them over to Nebuchadrezzar, Melech Babel, V'Hikam Le'Enechem, and he's going to hit them in front of your eyes. Vulukach mehem klala, l'chol golos yuren. Klala will be taken from them for all golos yuda. Asher b'vavel, lemar, people are going to say, yisimcha Hashem kitzikyahu uke'echa. That when somebody wants to curse somebody else, he's going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get you like he got tzikyahu ke'echa and echa. Asher kala melech b'vel be'esh. That the melech b'vel burned them, roasted them in fire. Why? Ya'an asher asu nevala b'Yisrael, because they did this terrible thing among the Jewish people. Vayina'afu es neshei re'ehem, they committed adultery with the wives of their re'ehem. And we'll see who that is in a minute. Vayidabru davar b'shmi sheker, they spoke sheker my name, asher lo tzivisim, that I didn't command them. Va'anokhi hayudea ve'eid nu'om hashem. Okay, so now let's take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. Komar shem tzivakos olkei yisrael alacha ben kolaya, vel Tzidkiya ben Masaya, and Nibim Lachem Bishmi Lashak, Uksiv, Vulukach Mayam Kalala, Lachol Golos Yudashir Babel, Lamer Yisim Hashem Kitzidkiya Ka'achav Asher Kalam Melech Babel Be'ech. That says that he roasted them, that the Melech Babel roasted them in fire. Now, Asher Sarfam, Lonamar, the Pasuk doesn't say Asher Sarfam, that he burned them, El Asher Kalam, that he roasted them. So, why does it say that? So, Amar Yochan Mishum Rashim Ben Yochai, Melamed Shasan Kiklais. He made them like roasted kernels. When the melech babel, we're going to see why, but when he burned them, he made them like roasted kernels. Why did this happen? So Ben Yoyod explains, why weren't they to be totally incinerated? So the answer was, because so that they would come out of the fire and people would see that they're totally, totally burned. And that way, at least people, it would be Magal, and the Kiddush Hashem that happened in the Chanan and Mishal Batzar, at the same time as degrading the Nevi Ashek. Okay. As opposed to if they were totally incinerated, nobody would be able to see what happened. Okay. So Yan, now why did this happen? Yan asher asu nevala b'Yisrael, v'ayna'af was neshei re'ehem. And they committed adultery with the wives of their friends. So my other, what exactly did they do? So here's what they did. Here's their shtick. Azu l'gabe brati the Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav amrla, and Achav told her, Komar Hashem, here's what Hashem said. Hishmi'i el tzidkiyah. You should have tashmish with tzidkiyah. Now, ut tzidkiyah. And then tzidkiyah goes over to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. He says, Ko'amar Hashem, here's what Hashem said. Hashmi el Achav, you should have Tashmish with Achav. It's a perfect plan. So Azla, so she went, Va'amrla le'avu, and she tells her father what they told her. So Amrla, so he told her, Elokim shalelu, sonizimuhu. The God of these guys hates immorality and corruption. Ki asu l'gabach, the next time that these guys come to you, shadrinu l'gabach, send them over to me. So ki asu l'gabach, so the next time they came to her, shadartinu l'gabi avua, she sent them to her father. Armaluhu, and he said to them, Maramalachon, who told you guys this stuff? Who told you to have Tashos with my daughter? HaKadosh Baruch, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch, of course. So he says, but wait a second. The Hachananim Yishal Vazariah, Shaltinu, Varmal Yasser. But I asked Hananim Yishal Vazariah about your religion, and they told me this kind of stuff is Asser. So Amrulay, so they told him, well, Ananami Nevi Kavasar, we're Nevi and just like they are. Lididhu Lomerlu, HaKadosh Baruch didn't tell. Didn't tell them anything. But he told us what the new program is. So Armalahu, so he said to them, okay, I know Baina div the kinchu. I want to check you guys out. I want to test you guys. Kihehi dibadakinhu lechananim shalvazar, just like I tested Chananim Shalvazar. So Amarle, so they said, oh, hang on a second. Inun plus a Havu. They had three people, Vanan trained, but we're only two. So Amarle, so he said, okay, be my guest. Bachru Lachon, man to be easy. Choose whoever you want. But I hope to go along with you. So Amru, so they said back, okay, Yeshua Kohen Gadol. We want Yeshua Kohen Gadol to come from Eretz Yisrael, and he's the Gadol Hador, so bring him over here, and he's going to come and join us in the Bechina. Now, the Bechina obviously is a Kishon Eish, right? So Savri, now what were they thinking by getting Yeshua Kohen Gadol down there? Savri, they see Yeshua, let Yeshua come down, then Nafish Zuchus, he's got tons of Zuchuyos, Umigna Alam, and he'll protect us. Okay, so after Yuhu, they brought down Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Shadinu, and he threw all of them into the fire. So, Inhu Iklu, they, the Nevi HaSheker, were roasted. Yeshua Kohen Gadol, but Yeshua Kohen Gadol is Ruchi Mami. All he got away with just his clothing getting scorched. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayireni, as Yeshua Kohen Gadol, as Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Omer Lefnei Malach Hashem, and if you take a look, the Hamzach Luxiv, Vayomer Hashem Ala Satan, Yegar Hashem Becha, Bechule. Now, if you take a look, over there, you got to take a look at the fuller pasuk because that's where the clue is coming. That's where the point is from. So you take a look. It's, at least it's a nun in mind. It says, "Vayareini es Yeshua kagoyin agadol omid lefnei malach Hashem, vaSatan omid al yimino l'sit no." And the next pasuk in that parakeet in Zechariah is, "Vayomer Hashem al Satan, Yegar Hashem b'cha haSatan, v'Yegar Hashem b'cha habochir b'Yerushalayim." Hello, Zeud Mutzal Me'esh. Behold, this guy, meaning referring to Yeshua Gadol, he is an Ud. An Ud is like a fire, is firewood, is a firebrand. That's Mutzal Me'esh that was saved from the fire. So you see that he too was also in this fire. Okay. So now, says the Gemara, Amrle. So now Nebuchadnezzar says to Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Yodana de Tzadikad, I know that you're a Tzadik. So Elamai Taima Ahanya Bach Porta Nura. So why did the fire affect you a little? So Chanan Mishal Vazari Lo Ahani Bahu Klal. It didn't affect them at all. So Amarle, so Yeshua Kohen Gadol says to them, "What do you mean? In Klal Zahavu, they were three. They were Zechuyos, but not Chanan, only one." So Amarle, so Nebuchadnezzar says back to him, "But Vaha Avram Yachin Hatna, he was one. He was fine." So Hasa, so he answers back, "Hasam Lo Havu Roshan Bad Day. There were no Roshan along with him in the fire. Velos Yav Roshus Alenura. There was no Roshus. There was no permission given to fire to reign over anything." But over here, Rav Rusham Bahati, there were Rusham along with me. B'Siyah Rishusa the Nura, and permission was given to the fire to have some sort of a shlita. So Hayne Dami Inchin, that's what people say. Trei Udi Yaveshi V'Chadretivim. When you have two firebrands that are dry, V'Chadretivim, one that's wet. So what do you do? Uktan Yaveshi L'Retiva. You should stick the dry ones together with the wet ones to burn them, in order for the wet ones to also catch on the fire. My time, honor. So why? So now, just parenthetically. So why was Yeshua? And if not, at the end of the day, there were some along with him. But why was he deserving of this? My time, honor. Why was he punished in this way? So Amar Papa, Shai Yibanav Nosin Nashim Sheinu Nagunos Kuna, because his kids married, his sons married women who were not suitable for Kuna. V'lo Micha Ben, and he didn't protest against them. Shneimer v'Yeshua Hayolavush Begadim Tzohim, as we find that it says that Yeshua was wearing soiled clothing. So the chidarko shi Yeshua lefosh begadim tzohim, does that make any sense that Yeshua was wearing soiled clothing? So trying to tell you, it's alluding to the fact that his kids married women who were not suitable lekuna below michbad, and he didn't protest. Okay, fine. Should we stop for a couple minutes?
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
It's like a grusha they were marrying.
Mm.
Or just